Weird food. Blood pudding. Blood sausage. A packed lunch for a vampire. As with haggis, the poor, humble black pudding comes from a fine tradition of using up every scrap of a butchered animal to make food. So long as you're killing a pig, why not make full use of all the bits? That's ecologically friendly. And seeing as you can't make smoothies out of the blood, black pudding is the next best thing. A perfect addition to the great British fried breakfast, which you really should save for weekends at most, unless you work in construction or are an athlete of some sort. Jellied eels. At one point, the River Thames, which runs through London, was so polluted that the only fish that could survive within its foul depths was the eel. As a result, London's poor communities, who worked on the river, tended to have a lot of eel-based recipes. There's even a district of London called Eel Pie Island. Trouble was, in the days before refrigerators, the only way to store uneaten meat was smoking it or encasing it in gelatin, a tradition that goes back way before Roman times. So, jellied eels are just bits of eels in fish-flavoured jelly, with spices or malt vinegar heaped on top. Turn up your nose if you must, but you're mocking generations of working-class Londoners if you do so. Luckily, most of them are dead, so it's probably fine. Mushy peas. Marrow-fat peas and a little bit of bicarbonate of soda, that's the secret. The greatest British contribution to world food is clearly cheddar cheese, but fish and chips runs at a close second. And if you're going to have fish and chips, you need to have mushy peas. There is just something about the combination of flavours from the fried potato and battered haddock or cod to the malt vinegar, salt and pillow soft peas that is just heavenly. Save it for your non-salad days, of course, but don't miss out. Scotch eggs. Take a boiled egg, encase it in sausage meat, roll it in egg yolk, dip it in breadcrumbs, deep fry it until golden brown. Then, pop it in your picnic basket and head for a sunny field. If you wish to vary things a little, try replacing the sausage meat with haggis or black pudding. Steak and kidney pie. In comparison, this is just a pie that contains bits of steak and kidney and potato, floating in gravy. Back in Victorian times, when oysters were the food of the common man, it used to be steak and oyster pie. But once prices went too high, the shellfish was replaced by kidneys. Now, bearing in mind the fishiness of an oyster and what a kidney does for a living, I'm unsure whether this makes the pie more or less gross in theory. In practice, it's a culinary classic and always has been. Spotted dick. Just a funny name for a sponge pudding with raisins in that you serve with custard. It wasn't funny when it was named, and now it is. If the name puts you off eating it, can I have your portion?